So we're oh, he brought his girlfriend and his girlfriend's friends. That's good. So supportive. You guys are gonna get married. Wait, that was where everyone got quiet. Oh, beer down, beer down. Do we have a mop? I'll just drink it up. Did it? I'll just lick it up. That is glass. So I think there's.
It was a little bit of glass.
Oh, did it? Oh, from the bottom. Here, I want to start a bar fight. Stab someone. I'm gonna hold it the whole show. And if you don't laugh, I'll stab you. Stab. Can we turn the lights down? The lights down low? There we go. Oh. That's it. Sweeping up glass in the dark. It's very romantic.
Roughly 24 to 92 hours ago, Stab's team of comedy scientists commissioned four specific humorists to give various potentially comedic takes on several random topics, which they'll now perform for the first and likely last time in front of a live studio audience in a show called Stab.
Oh my God, welcome to Stab. Here again, another episode, the second one tonight. Here at the lovely Sacramento Comedy Spot in Sacramento, California. It would be weird if it wasn't in Sacramento. Are you guys ready to meet your contestants? Yes! I want more energy. Come on, let's say yeah! Calm down, calm down. Please welcome to stage the very funny Luke Soyan, Tyler Kinney, Alfonso Portella, Jesse Zacharias Jones. Jesse Zacharias Jones. Hey guys. Welcome to Stab. Thank you for being here.
It almost seems like there's more people.
I know. I think they all like moved in. They're all more dense.
Good.
Because they're expecting a crowd surfing to happen. I think that's what's gonna happen. I'm gonna Eddie Vedder it. We're gonna grunge fuck. Right? Grunge fuck. That's a grunge fuck. Luke Soyan, you're over there just shaking your head in disapproval. Thank you. This is your second appearance on the show?
Yeah, I'm yes. So excited.
Yes, I am
so
too.
Excited, yeah.
He is so. Woo! He did so well on the first one that we're like, we got to have...
Sophomore slump time.
We got to have...
I've been drinking since noon today. I'm not kidding. That's a real thing. Yeah, thank
That's
you.
Good. Luke Soyan, you invented the side hug. You invented the side hug. See? Oh, you're so good at it. Luke Soyan, thank you for being here. Right next to you, we have Tyler Kinney. How are you, Tyler?
I'm well, thank you.
Great. This is... Yes. He's a crowd favorite. This is your fourth time on the show, I believe.
I wasn't counting.
You were
four.
Cocky.
I like it.
Good. Thank you for being here.
Thanks.
Tyler invented the earring in the right ear. That was him. That's him. Thank you for that.
I saw that they were doing it in both ears. And I was like, just take out one.
Yeah, why not? Why not? Wyant. We should do this show drunk all the time. I really think it would be funnier. Alfonso Portella, welcome. You're breaking your stab cherry. That's kind of weird.
Yeah.
Just how cherries
are. It's
that's disgusting. It's
first
your first time
doing it.
We've tried to get you on
first
before.
Time.
Tell us.
First time.
Why have you been avoiding us?
Vaginal blood.
Oh God.
Is on.
Oh my God. We're starting there.
Of stab.
All right.
Stab clock.
Great.
Yeah.
Alfonso Portella invented the hymen.
I did.
I don't know if we knew this.
That was my thing.
Yeah, that was his. Yeah, he's like, sure. We need proof that it's your first time.
Yeah. I was tired of just taking chicks' words for it.
The proof's in the poontang, if you will. Yeah. Pudding. Poontang pudding.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you for being here, Alfonso.
Thanks for having me, John.
You're a great drummer. Ladies and gentlemen, we have one more down there. His name is Jesse Jones. He invented a lot of stuff. But the most thing that you should, the most thing the most that thing. You should...
The most thing I invented was syntax.
Grammar is what... Yeah. The most of all things that he created...
Of all the things that I most did.
He created...
That was mostest.
That was the most you've ever created. Jesse Jones created Jesus Christ. I don't know if you knew that. Created our Lord and Savior.
Whoa. You're welcome, I'm sorry?
Yeah. let's play Stab. Right now. Why are our sound effects not very high? There we go. There we go. Let's play Stab. This first segment is called This Was Today Once. Yeah. We have a fan. Luke Soyan, on this date, 2003, Fred Rogers, Mr. Rogers died. Same day as, well, day after Leonard Moyne. Also on this date, 1971, doctors in the first Dutch abortion clinic in some city in Dutchland. they performed the first aborti provocate.
Yeah, what is, I Googled that word and it did not, that's not a real word.
I think it was on Wikipedia.
Did you find it in Italian somewhere?
No, I think it's Latin. Okay. I have
that
no idea. Provocate? What is it? Is that Greek?
Maybe.
Aborti, provocate?
I just cut it out and I put abortion so I wasn't confused. But
okay.
In my notes.
You cut it out. Cut it out.
Yeah. I cut it out with a hanger.
All of a sudden, Full House got like really dirty at that point. Cut it out. That was an abortion joke. It wasn't really an abortion joke as much as it was a C-section joke. Jesus. So yeah, Fred Rogers died and the first abortion happened on the same date. I mean, first recorded abortion, I think. So how did you commemorate today's happenstances in tandem?
All right, well, well, many people don't know, but I do because I'm a weirdo and I celebrate both of these things at the same time, is that Mr. Rogers did not die of stomach cancer, as it says on Wikipedia. He was actually assassinated by Dutch ninja physicians from the Mildred Hoos in Arnhem. That's the place, Arnhem?
Mildred Hoos in Arnhem.
They murdered him with a coat hanger, causing an extremely late-term abortion. My celebration was to calculate what trimester he was in when he was aborted. So here's my math. He was 74 years old, so I multiplied that number by 12 months per year, which gave me 888 months. And then I subtracted 1 month because he was born in March, but died in February, or aborted in February, which left me with 887 months. I then divided that number by 3 months to get the amount of trimesters, because a trimester is 3 months. That's 295.67 trimesters, or 295 and two-thirds. But he was in the womb for three trimesters before he was born, so... It's actually 298.67 trimesters, which means he was aborted in his 299th trimester. So he got really close to 300, which is kind of sad.
Yeah, that is sad.
Yeah.
People are clapping.
What?
I mean, so he died in the third trimester.
Yeah.
Okay. Everyone.
That's how I celebrate that weird thing.
Very good. Thank you, Luke Soyan. Thank you for that. I'm sorry that I gave you those prompts. But you did well with it. You did well. Tyler Kinney, on this date, 1991, Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder record Ebony and Ivory. Relax, everyone. Just 1 year later, in 1982, Earl Anthony becomes the first pro bowler to win more than $1 million. A year later. Tyler, what did you do in regards to these events in celebrating them?
I knew I had to pay my respects to bowling.
Uh-huh.
And also at the same time, because of the prompt, Paul McCartney.
Right. That's how it works.
And Stevie Wonder.
Stephen Wonder.
So I went to Koreatown and I got that $8 bus to Reno. And I put on my Walkman. And I was listening to that Ebony and Ivory, and on a single that was jammed in it, and like It wasn't the whole song, but it would hit a point and then rewind and then keep playing. And I listened to that the whole way to Reno, and I fell asleep as we were crossing the Sierras, and I dreamt that I was being lulled to sleep under the breeze of the swaying neck flap of Paul McCartney. But like a giant Paul McCartney. Like a Paul Bunyan Paul McCartney. I woke in Sparks, Nevada, much like Paul McCartney, with a handicapped black man singing a song from the 80s next to him. I made my way to the Bowling Hall of Fame, but I forgot why. I think it was to pay my respects. But I was also half intending to castrate myself on one of the ball returns because of that thing I did. But the security guard put a stop to that when he noticed my genitals exposed through a hole I cut in my hospital gown. So I had to call my mom to come get me.
All right. That sounds like a good day. Tyler Kenny. Moving right down the line, Alfonso Portella.
Yeah.
Today, I don't know if you knew this, today is Vietnamese Doctor's Day in Vietnam. Also on this date, 1981, Josh Groban, singer, songwriter, was birthed. What did you do to honor the aforementioned?
It was a pretty normal day.
Yeah.
Pretty normal. Woke up, took a shower. In the shower, I sang a duet with Josh Groban. That's what I call it when I masturbate. I refer to my penis as Josh Groban.
Okay.
Curly, has a big nose. Really. I then carried on with my day. I made an appointment with my doctor. Made a physical.
Yeah.
Physical examination. My doctor is Dr. Betty Tran. She's an 80-year-old Vietnamese woman.
Wow.
Very old, translucent skin. Like, you know, spring rolls, like from Thai restaurants. It's like filled with carrots and lettuce. She was also filled with carrots and lettuce. She's cool. She's like, she's 80 years old. I wasn't sure if, 80-year-old people could be doctors. Still, I thought they can. But it's cool. She does cool, like, old school doctor stuff. Like, give me heroin, which is great.
It's a good doctor.
Yeah, she's great. She's great. Really fantastic. She has a really thick Vietnamese accent that I'm not going to imitate right now.
Thank God.
For taste reasons. I don't want to be distasteful.
Okay.
She's the oldest woman I've let touch my testicles. That's for sure.
Thus far.
And I don't know what happened, but she was at that point of the physical examination where she was checking out my groin area. And I don't know what it was about the mood, but I was moved to say, hey, Dr. Tran, happy Vietnamese Doctor's Day. And the look on her face of just appreciation. Just, I wish I could take a picture of that. Her face smiling, my penis with Josh Groban's face tattooed on it. And now I'm here, so that's my day. That's
great, wonderful. Wonderful. Alfonso Portella making a strong opening. Strong opening. He may get invited back to the next segment. You don't know that's how the first episodes work. Jesse Jones, on this date, 1974, People magazine begins sales. Mm-hmm. Started being sold. Know what else? On this date, 1901, NL Rules Committee decrees that all foul balls are to count as strikes except for after two strikes. Did you know that? That's when it started.
I didn't know that.
1901.
I mean, I know now.
Yeah.
I didn't know then.
So what did you do to celebrate this stuff? Celebrate.
Well, as a globally renowned trend spotter, thought monger, and imaginista, I was inspired by the coincidentiality, trademark JPJ Industries, of these two events. Scores of scads of need-to-know near-future edge cutters depend on my sharp-eyed judgment of what is, what isn't, and what isn't but soon will be is. So I finally sat down to tackle a passion project of mine that the world of Noah fires have long been waiting to be known at. classifying exactly who and what does and doesn't qualify as a people. Contestant first, babies. Judge a nation, not people. Here's my ruby, diamond, emerald standard for people determinationizing. If it shits in a bag, it's not people. That goes not just for babies, but also the incontinent elderly or porch soiling pranksters. I'm even willing to extend this definition to include anyone that does their number twos anywhere other than a designated porcelain sanitation chair, such as the homeless, festival goers, camping enthusiasts, to name just a disgusting few. Unless your dirty business is swept away by I don't know what rush of water to I don't know where it came from, you're nothing more than an animal dropping its leavings wherever they fall. Ascertain, secondly, women. This one is trickier. They make people who technically, as determined moments ago, aren't people, but will someday be. But does the ability to make future people then make them them? China says no. And that's a billion opinions, which almost equals one of mine. But more importanter, I like women. They're soft. And sometimes, some of them let me put me into their people-making openings. I like that. And since I don't want to risk that changing, I'm going to give women my seal of a people-ruval. You're welcome, ladies. Snap judgment, laser beams, chairs, not people. Popsicles, not people. State workers, not people. Mexicans, people. Irish, not people.
Wait. Okay, go ahead. Keep going.
Final. This one might surprise those of you not getting my monthly newsletter e-blast. K-cups, Eskimos, librarians, people, people, not people. If you want to be up to the bleeding edge second of what is and isn't, just check out more of my social scaping thought missiles at www.hereswhatyouthink.info. Or follow me on Twitter at trendsniper78.
Very good. This was Today Once. That was This Is Today Once. This is Stab. This next segment is reorganization. Take this existing acronym, reimagine it. What does it now stand for? Who or what does it now represent? If you actually follow us at Stab Show on Twitter, you could play along. We put these out every other day. Different reorganizations you could play with us at Stab Show. Also, quick shout out to Whiskey at Whiskey and Cigs. They are a podcast that reviews podcasts. Gave us a very nice review this week. So check out their podcast that reviews podcasts. Whiskey and Cigs. Okay. This next segment, reorganization. The today's acronym is, in honor of all the ladies, IUD. IUD. Luke Soyan, what does it now stand for?
Can I say my runner-up and then my actual one?
You may.
All right. My runner-up was Italian uteruses are delicious.
Okay.
The one I went with was intense understanding of Doritos.
Okay.
Which is a state of mind achieved by simultaneously eating one of every flavor of Doritos chips at the same time.
Very good.
Which used to be really easy because it used to just be nacho cheese and Cool Ranch. But now it's like that plus taco, corn, super mango, probably coffee.
Verde.
What?
Verde.
Yes.
Isn't there a Verde
one?
Salsa
Verde? Yeah.
Yes.
Verde one's good. There's just too many. Extreme blitz in your face. Cum guzzle. I don't know. Like
cheeseburger.
Cheeseburger, yeah.
Cum guzzle. Did you say cum guzzle?
No. Yes. I don't know. They just throw them out there. They make.
Yeah, they do.
Just do any flavor. Like
I
flavor.
Missed that one. Much to my chagrin.
Yeah, so that was it.
Very good. Luke Soyan, thank you very much. IUD. Twiler Pitty?
That's my name.
Tyler Kenny isn't that. Okay. Two beers. All right. I've had two beers. This is what happens. I'm a Christian. Not really. It's like how someone booed Christianity. It deserves it. Tyler Kenny, IUD, what does it now stand for to you?
It now stands for ingested under duress, which is it's the term for when you eat something against your will. Like someone either physically forces you to eat it or psychologically manipulates you to eat it. Like in high school, like, you know, sometimes some kids will like dare each other to like taste each other's semen. It's not like it doesn't mean anything about you.
Right.
It was IUD. It was, well, it doesn't mean anything. It didn't mean anything.
All right.
Stop it. Daryl.
Dorito flavors. Alfonso Portella, IUD, what does it now stand for?
The darkest fears of suburban mothers are realized with the introduction of a new party game that is gaining in popularity at an alarming rate among teenagers. IUD, or interracial underage drinking, is claimed to be the leading cause of racist white teenagers making out with and even having sex with minorities to piss off their parents. To spread awareness, please tweet using the hashtag StopIUD. And then my runner-up was a new category of porn, which was IUD, Irish Uncut Dicks.
Okay.
That's all I got for that.
All right.
Yeah.
Very good. Thank you very much, Alfonso Portella. Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Jesse Jones, we'll let you do the last one to this. IUD, what does it now mean for you?
IUD actually stands for increasingly useless data.
Okay.
Did you know that 1 in 7 numbers is 3? Monkey Bone, starring Brendan Fraser, grossed $7,622,365 worldwide. Every 16 months, the words bumblebee, Velcro, and trapeze appear together in a sentence. There. That won't happen again for another 16 months. And if 5 were more than 8, it would be more. All of this data and an increasingly useless more are what research fellows commonly refer to as IUD, or increasingly useless data. One more bit of IUD. IUD is 3 letters. 3 isn't. And including these, this answer was 111 words long. Including these.
Ring organization. My personal favorite. That's my favorite segment. That was reorganization. This is Stab. This next segment, however, is called Location, Location, Location. You've all been given a business to start in a shitty location. Make us want to come to it. Luke Soyan, we're just going to go down the row. Luke Soyan, you've been given a business to start. You are in charge of a children's bounce house facility in North Korea. Tyler Kinney, you run a coin-operated laundromat in the largest shantytown in Asia, Orangi Town. Alfonso, you are the manager of a makeup store in Chicago right after the Great Fire of 1871. What? Jesse Jones, you're a condom shop manager in sub-Saharan Africa. We're going to go and start with Luke Soyan. Luke Soyan, make us want to come to your bounce house in North Korea. Children's bounce house in North Korea.
All right, so I acquired this business secondhand. So I didn't write this, but I found a pamphlet in the shop when I got it, and I translated this from Korean based on my limited knowledge of Korean. Come to and visit the glorious country of North Korea, Bounce Happy Castle Paradise. Here you will find all manner of bounce castles, whether it glorious dragon house or marshmallow fluff dungeon. These are just 2 of many bounce castle homes we can make offer you. Will you come visit to make rental on your offspring's glorious day of birth? Bring them, your offspring, to see the wonderful industrious country where food is seldom scarce and as well have them jump with joy and spirit inside of our air rubber castles because of it. To further mention of our business, these are what castle steams we offer. Flower garden. Imported Teletubbies. Abundant North Korean kitchen. Seriously, we have food. Nuclear holocaust of the enemies of North Korea. Bunnies.
Bunnies.
Our glorious leader's palace. 2.5 men. Dennis Rodman. Dennis Rodman's many-colored hair and piercings. The severed heads of the demon Seth Rogen and James Franco. And the number one favorite theme of all of our honored guests to our glorious business. This country is definitely not any concentration camp. Please do make hurry. We now offer Evil White American Devil discount. 30% off for first hour of rentals if use of Discover card. Sorry, most. We only take the Discover card. Visa is not accept. Neither is your attitude that your culture would not instantly be trounced by that of our own. For the greatness that is our nation's customary customs is to infinity and beyond of yours.
Very good. Luke Soyan. Bounce House in North Korea. Tyler Kinney, you run a coin-operated laundromat in the largest shanty town in Asia, Orangi Town. Orangi Town? I don't know. You tell me. Now.
I also didn't Google the pronunciation. So I'm trying to get to, you personally.
People. If I
so I'm like a carnival barker for a laundromat in a slum.
Correct.
Step right up. Come and get your clothing dragged through the watery shit river that flows through our preschool. It only cost 1 coin. I don't operate without Chinese coins. Maybe the ones with the square in the middle. I don't know. Step right up. Tuesdays are free dry Tuesdays. That's when for free I have one of my many children slap your tattered Chicago Bulls t-shirts on the corrugated aluminum roof of my home / business. For free. It will dry under the harsh, inequitable sun of a God that forgot about us. And for an extra Chinese coin, I will have one of my many children rinse the shit water out of your sun-bleached Tweety Bird shorts with their own tears. That's right. Tears are the cleanest liquid in this shanty town. And my children produce them like gangbusters. Sorry.
Tyler Kinney. Tyler Kinney. Yeah, let him hear. Yeah. Two beers. That was funny, though, even if I was sober. Alfonso, you're the manager of a makeup store in Chicago right after the Great Fire of 1871. Sell it to us.
Did the Great Fire leave you not only homeless, but ugly? Oh. Did you use a loved one whose will specified an open casket funeral, but the Great Fire left the body a little unpresentable? Is the stress from losing your wife and child in a fire while you were out sleeping with Hannah, a 19-year-old prostitute with a tail and buck teeth, making you break out? Alexander's Beauty Supply has the supplies you need to gain back the confidence of someone who wasn't mauled by tragedy. From mascara to masks, our products are sure to make you look slightly better than how you do now, but it won't bring back your family. Oh. Guaranteed. Treat your burns with the money you've earned. Come to our store and buy some makeup with your money.
Very good. A jingle. I think the first time we've ever had a jingle. Very good. Jesse Jones, you're a condom shop manager in sub-Saharan Africa. Sell it. Sell that to people.
Welcome to the grand reopening of Swaziland Party Decoration Superstore. Formerly Schwanziland Discount Dong Bags. Now under new management, we've still got the same inventory, but a whole new mission statement. While the previous owners, while previous ownership's hearts were certainly in the right place, with a 26.5% HIV infection rate, it's clear that these products simply weren't going to get the use originally intended. So we've decided when life gives you life-saving but unwanted lemons, you just throw a lemonades party. Exactly what I wanted. It fuels me. Available in a wide variety of colors and flavors, our party balloons are perfect for any occasion. From birthdays to newly orphaned parties or preventable premature funerals. And be sure to check out our selection of specialty balloons, ribbed for your sadness. Oh.
Lots of groans in this one. This is groan heavy.
Means I did it right. Swaziland Party Decoration Superstore. Please don't look at us like that. We're not monsters.
That was location, location, location. That was the best location, location, location we've ever had. This next segment is called Movie Makeup. This is still Stab. Just in case you were wondering, this next segment, Movie Makeup. Here are some movie titles I made up. Please give a synopsis based off the provided titles with the cast. That's a new part. You didn't have to do that. These can be any genre you choose. I don't need to be reading this part. Luke Soyton, the name of the movie you were given, Jan and Her Dead Tooth. Tyler Kinney, you were given the movie called Spank That Pot Pie. Alfonso, you were given Fingernail Phobia. And Jesse Jones, you were given Jesus Be Cray Cray.
It's probably okay. Not that bad.
I don't think it's that bad. She's just groaning in anticipation of. We're going to start with Luke Soyan, Jan and Her Dead Tooth.
Okay. I forgot about the part where I cast it, but.
You could do that in your head while you're right, while you're reading.
Okay, so 3 days ago, Jan Olsen died. 2 days later, she came back from the dead, but not all of her came back. One thing stayed dead. Her tooth. And then before I go on, I'll just say, I guess it's Angelina Jolie. And like, it's kind of like that one time where she wore that dress and she had that weird dead leg thing going on. So it's like perfect casting. All right. After waking up from a coma caused by a botched root canal, Jan celebrates coming back from the dead by getting ice cream with her husband, Larry, played by Billy Bob Thornton, because they used to wear each other's blood around their necks, which is weird. Things start to get weird when Jan eats her ice cream way too fast. That's when she notices that not all of her teeth are hurting from the experience. One of them doesn't hurt at all. It is so gross, you're right. Things get even weirder when around her, when everyone around her develops thizz face whenever she opens her mouth.
Thizz face?
Thizz face, like.
Oh, this face.
Yeah.
I was like, thizz?
Thizz, yeah. You know, like E40, yeah.
Like this?
Thizz. Like when you do ecstasy and you get thizz face.
Never done ecstasy. Never heard thizz face.
I don't know. I listened to an E40 song. That's where I got it from.
Yeah, let's do it.
Luke asked me what this
two was beers. Earlier today. That's my ecstasy.
I've been drinking since noon.
Christian ecstasy, two beers. Okay, sorry. Fitz face.
I'm not E40, she says, but that doesn't stop people from leaving before she tells them when to go.
Rap fans.
Jokes from 2004. Okay. Slowly but surely, everyone around Jan starts to passively aggressively avoid her. Even her best friend Sharon, who says, "Sorry, I have a dentist appointment where I'm going to get my teeth cleaned." Even her misogynist husband won't kiss or make love to her anymore, even though she's always been way out of his league. Even before the tooth, she was very insecure. After all the times he told her women shouldn't be allowed to open their mouths, this is the one time he was actually right. Find out what happens when a... I thought that would hit harder, but I guess you guys are offended. I'm really sorry. Find out what happens when a middle-aged woman lives through a dental procedure she shouldn't have in Jan and her dead tooth.
Luke Zion, Jan and her dead tooth. Very good. Very good. Tyler Kenny. Sure to be a blockbuster. Spank that pot pie.
I'm going to pronounce it spank that pot pie.
Okay.
And it's an animated Pixar film about Spank, a lovable pot pie. And he can't find his way in foggy London town. So he stumbles away in a steamer headed to the United States.
Okay.
He becomes a salesman in 1950s New York. And of course, he can't do anything right because he's a pot pie. And he's always telling people his name is Spank, but they don't listen. They just call him that pot pie. So he lives a long, lonely life, and he buys a house, and he grows old, and the city grows around him. And then one day, they want to bulldoze his house. So he ties balloons to it. And his voice is Ed Asner.
Very good. Spank. That pot pie. Thank you, Tyler Kenny. Alfonso Portella, please give us the synopsis to Fingernail Phobia. Yeah.
Josh Watson was a normal kid growing up in the small town of Los Banos, California, when his life was turned upside down one fateful day after nipping himself with the radioactive fingernail clippers. His latent supernatural powers were awoken. You see, Josh was no longer your average 12-year-old. Josh found that with a snap of his fingers, he could turn himself into a giant fingernail. Despite his intentions to use his powers for good, his friends, family, and eventually the whole community see him as a freak and a monster and banish him from town. But when a mysterious giant lottery scratcher card shows up outside the town realizes their only hope at finding out if they want it big. Oh dear, I'm hilarious. Is if the very Josh Watson they embarrassed and banished. Their only hope of finding out if they won it big is the very Josh Watson they embarrassed and banished. Will they gain back the trust of the cuticle kid? This summer, Edward James Olmos as every character and what was called by New York Times as probably the best he can do at this point. Fingernail Phobia.
Very good. Alfonso Portella. Very good. Jesse Jones, I forgot your name for a second. That is weird.
Wow. Yeah.
This is what number of appearance is this for you? 30-something. I really think it's 30-something. Which you could listen to on iTunes.
Or Stitcher.
Or SoundCloud. If you don't want to listen to the whole show.
Clips.
Yeah, very easy. the name of your movie was called, is called, Jesus Be Cray Cray. What is it about? What's it about?
New this Easter from Cam Fam Films comes a big screen adaptation of the hit off-Broadway reimagining of the biblical story of Jesus Christ, set to a family-friendly hip-hop soundtrack that really speaks to youth culture in a way that the stuffy old church just can't. See Jesus Christmas, played by the super legit hip-hop cred that only America's most famous Christian movie megastar Kirk Cameron can provide, as he and his crew of straight, devout breakdancing disciples try to spread the word of Jesus' super awesome dad to all of the competition at the Rec Center's talent contest. But when MC Judas Stephen Baldwin in a role that he was born again to play. Is tempted to sell out his crew in the group pop and lock finals. Is even Jesus's cray bag of sick moves enough to save the souls of all of his fly crew? All the original songs from the show return in this adaptation. From The Homie I Have in Thee and Kick Satan to the Curb to Showstoppers Down with G.O.D. and Gay Ain't Okay, Listen What I Say. Jesus Be Cray Cray. In theaters everywhere, April 3rd. In theaters nowhere, April 6th.
Very good. Very good. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Stab. You've been a crowd. That has been wonderful. One more time for all of your contestants. Luke Soyan, Tyler Kenny, Alfonso Portella, Jesse Jones. My name's John Ross. Thank you very much. Come back for Stab. Good night. Check us out at Stab Show, stabforgold.com, or tbtstudios.net. Visit, play with us. Check us out on iTunes, Stitcher, and for bite-sized clips. Check us out. Check us out on SoundCloud. Good night.